Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment,
in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right. Let's try this again. Blog Talk Radio is always something. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We reconnected, and hopefully we're going through. Let me check. All right. According to the system properties, we do have, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. There we go. We're connected. Hallelujah. Oh, this thing is something else. But praise Yah. Glory be to our Elohim, our Master and our Savior and our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be, especially in this day and this hour, according to the sacrifice that has been and has accomplished what it set forth to do for us. Hallelujah. Now let me reconnect my chat and make sure that I am coming through. All right. Blog Talk Radio is its own little animal. But we're back. Bless you all in the wonderful name of Yeshua. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Been a good week. Been a good life. Living with Yah. I don't see no other way to live. This is life. As we go on and as we learn to live this life more abundantly. Understanding our Elohim and who he is. And he's only given a few this privilege, this honor. Only a few to be in the realm of children and he to be their father. What a wonderful time to live in, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Teacher Shane here with you this evening. I am pretty much me and Teacher Greg have switched places. He will be on next week. But I decided, you know, we conversed earlier in the week. He's been in Georgia helping the saints there, building the house. And I thank God they've been dealing with weather issues, rain and such sort, setting them back. So I am very elated and very thankful, you know, just to fill this spot so that, you know, he will be able to minister next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good message. Very good message. A needed message, because Most High Yah, he knows what his children need. This spirit of accusation, accusing spirits, it seems to be some of the chief working spirits in Israel. We know it's so, and it, in some points it's troubling. As much word that goes forth, as much edification, rebuke, and reproof, there's still this place that people are given to this accusing spirit. It makes me wonder, how much are we really hearing? How much are we really absorbing? How much are we really putting into our bag? How much are we really applying? How much of our cup is empty when Yah wants to fill it? But the enemy, seeing that our cup, as you heard Pastor said, you know, you can fill a cup of water and give a few days and that water level diminishes. Same thing within us. First that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. If we could actually really grasp our Father and how he's desiring to clothe us, to feed us, to shelter us, to give us the rights that we need. And how much of it we actually bite the hand that feeds us. Our ears have been so tuned to listening to the voices of death. Now here's life here in your face. Life coming in the form of rebuke, reproof, admonishment, exhortation. This love that we never knew existed is here right before our eyes, and it's desiring to fill our ears, and enter this light is trying to enter into us. And we close our eyes and we stop up our ears on so many levels. Why? Why? So easily to receive an accusation, but we fight hard against receiving a blessing. You got to sit back and look at yourself and say, what the hell's going on within me? Did I find myself a place? I find myself fertile ground for accusations. What did the enemy see in me that he had place to speak these things that are taking me away from the one that loves me? When we get to the point in this walk that this is greater than us, when we start looking and start discerning the body that we are in, not only the body that you are in, but the body that you are in, all the brothers and the sisters that are joined to you. See, the word yesterday touched on so many levels, and I pray that you go back and listen to this many times. It's a needed word. It's rebuke, reproof, admonishment, and exhortation, but still, it's a message of love. If we would receive it as such from our Father, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, and I do say glory, when I look at the marvelous works of Elohim and the abundant life that he has given us and desires to give some of us, and we're actually to be able to be partakers of it and actually eat and drink at his table with him. Ain't y'all good? He gives us so many blessings. Undeserving. That's what we are. So we ought to thank him, love and praise him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. So ain't y'all good? Yes, he is. Bless you all that are gathered in here this evening, the few. I know the brother segment is probably a segment that's not listened to much. I know it might not be as entertaining. But what things do we entertain that allows accusation to come in? What things do we entertain to allow condemnation to come in? Think on these things, huh? Praise Yah, saints. We've been in a study in Ephesians for quite a few weeks again. And we continue on in this study, knowing this is an epistle to a certain area where Yah's people were gathered. And contrary to, you know, a lot of the so-called Hebrew camps, you know, that can't understand this. Ephesus was full of Gentiles. So it's a letter written to the Ephesians, the saints, the converted. They're no longer under the auspice of being a Gentile. They're being spoken to now as children. So as Ephesians chapter 5 starts out, and it gets personal, it says, be you, me? Yeah. It's a beautiful thing about the living word when we actually read it and we put ourselves in it as we are part of this living word. Why you say that, Teacher Shane? Many times I read the account of Abraham and Isaac. Put yourself in the place of Abraham. You've got to put your only begotten son on an altar and slay him. This, you be given a command, and this you must do. Now, you thinking, this is your only begotten child. What's going on through your mind, through your heart, through your being? Hands shaking, brow sweating, heart racing. You got your hands clenched on a knife, and it's in the upward position. And then you must perform the act. Now, what if you was a sacrifice? You was there on that altar, seeing your father having a knife raised above you. You tied up. See, this is what the living word should, and how it should take place in us. When we read it, when we read David, Jacob, and all those that went on before us, you know, the testimony is there written of their lives and all they went through. But, you know, it's something in us, you know, it might be former teachings, you know, that say that, well, that was them. Well, what about you? If that is your brother and your sister way back then going through, should you not be going through with them? So that you might peradventure learn Messiah? Because this is the way we go. This is appointed unto us. This is our lot as dear children. When Abraham finally learned this was greater than himself, and then he had to get up out of his father's house and he had to forget everything and go to a place where he didn't know where he was going. This was greater than him. It's greater than you. It's greater than me to come to that realization that it's not my gospel. I don't have the good news. I don't have the salvation. He has the salvation. So the epistle says, be you therefore follow. That word follow, it's an action word, huh? So if one's going to follow something, then something has to lead, right? Pure and simple. Be you. Be you, because the I am that I am is in us of a truth. We in him and he in us. And the only way we could be followers of Yah is that he had to be the first fruits to follow him first. As a child of Yah himself. This reckoning that's got to take place within you, the new creature. When you come to the realization and come to the point that you no longer your own, that man, when you have given all and you have forsaken all, then what is left? Are you left? You should not be left if you have given all. And we think it's earthly possessions and all our money and all this and that. No, it's you. You are a prized possession. Why do you think many people sell their souls to the devil if it were not so? If not, the real you did have substance. The mighty one in this world knows. And look how many have sold themselves to them. Here we are now. And this walking, we can't sell nothing. But when we were in that walk, we sold everything to the God of this world. Then Yah comes in the picture and we can't sell nothing. We're still cleaving on to our envies and our jealousies and our lust and everything prior we used to walk in. We're still cleaving to that shit, letting us know who we are truly following. No wonder accusations have places. Jealousies, envies, hatreds, and variances. Because you look at the record of the new man, these have no place with the new man. It is not written that the new man has received any of this. We see Messiah. He didn't walk in condemnation. He didn't walk in accusation, even though he received many accusations. You learned it. You did this and you did that. But as a dear child, he kept the course. He kept the faith. He kept the word of his father. Just as you know, we, as a bride of Messiah, we used to have a former father. Word does command us to forget our father's house, the one we came from, to be purchased the way we was purchased. And this purchase was able to open our eyes and open our ears and to set our feet in open places. We could really understand what was truly purchased. Why our Messiah come down here and walked this ball of dirt for a certain amount of time for us. As the record is, it says, I and the children which Yah has given me. This thing with children reigns hard in my spirit, in my mind. And I see a lot of saints still walking in this arrested development. They're still walking under the chains and the fetters of their former captivity. And not coming to the realization when our Messiah was on the tree, those chains and those feathers and those strings and those binds and everything was broken at that point. Reason why that body was receiving all that should be put upon it. That our Messiah kept that body alive till every sin, every transgression, everything was laid upon it. It was his passion as a child of Yah. And we don't want to be partakers of that. We look at Messiah on the tree and that's all we see. And we don't see us on that tree with him. When the word says, like, reckon yourselves likewise. Paul said, you need to come to the realization, I am crucified. I am impaled with Messiah, the anointed one. I live, but it is not I that lives. To get to that point as dear children. Remember, I talked about this last blog talk when I was ministering in the book of Ephesians, as dear children. To come to the point of your understanding, to come to the point of your reasoning, to come to the seat of your being. The beauty of being born again, it always starts out in infancy as a baby. Because the word talks about it. Tells us to desire and to hunger for the sincere milk of the word. Why would it say that in such a term after you've been born again? After you have entered into the regeneration. That's a word I don't think that a lot of saints understand, the regeneration. Then when the blood of Christ enters into your life, that former life you had with your former master, it's no longer, no more, it's no longer binding. If we get to that point that agreement has been severed, that agreement is no longer binding. When you understand the price that you have been bought with, all that led up to Messiah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah, and the Word became flesh. And we read all the way before Messiah was birthed on this earth as a child. See, he's already the first fruits. He's already laid the order. Why didn't Yah just come up, go ahead and put him down here in the form of a full-grown man? Why did Yah have a virgin to conceive? And then this child was birthed out of the matrix. As like me and you, flesh and blood, him himself likewise took part of the same. Mary labored to bring him into this world. See, this is a living Word. Mary travailed. Mary bled. The water broke. Messiah, come through the matrix. The cord was cut The child cried. The child gasped for its first breath out of the womb. Likewise, we the same. The birth of our new beginning. You heard Pastor tell his testimony so many times. All the word came to him, you need the Holy Spirit. That was enough to enter into his consciousness. It was enough to enter into my consciousness. Next thing you know, he's before all these people. Every sin that come to his mind, it was just being broadcasted openly. It was a travail. It was much tears, water being broke, blood being shed. And then when he took his first breath, the Holy Spirit entered in. This is greater than us. We would actually start receiving it as dear, dear. Notice that word, dear children, be you there. Be you there for. Who are you here for? Are you here for the enemy that's going to steal, kill, and destroy? Or are you here for grace and life? What are you here for? And then what is the there for? Be you there for. Followers. To be a follower, someone's got to lead. Somebody's got to be the head. Somebody's got to direct. Somebody's got to command. And how are you going to be followers? As dear children. There's no love like a father's love. Are we going to follow his love, his leading, his guiding? How much of this word is really going to live in us? How much of this word we're going to let come alive in us? Well, I don't know. It brings pain and it brings suffering and it brings travail. Oh, let it bring it on. If you're going to know the fellowship of your Savior suffering, suffer with him. The sufferings we had out there when we were in the world, we didn't think nothing about them. We followed them full. Followed that suffering to a point. Now here we are in this walk and we want to suffer that way. We don't want to suffer as Yah would have us to suffer. No wonder accusations and hatreds and envies and jealousies and all such like seem to have place in us. Why do we open up the field for this? When Yah has purchased you and he wants to put his seed in you. It's these whoredoms that we don't understand. We go whoring after these accusing words. We go whoring after these envies and go whoring after these jealousies. We receive the word, that word of accusation. My pastor said, how many of y'all have heard, you ugly, you ugly? Oh, yeah, you go whoring with that, huh? Yeah, I'm ugly. I see myself for what that word shows me. Well, what about Yah's word? How he wants to beautify you. Yah wants to beautify you. Did we not hear that yesterday? No, but we will receive the word of ugliness. Why? Why? Is it because we're desolate spiritually? We don't see the beauty in us spiritually? There's nothing there to show us what Yah has put in us? How he has decked us out and arrayed us with such fine clothing? We rather have the soiled rags and look at the soiled rags on us. You're ugly. I'm ugly. Without thinking what Yah thinks about you. Our Yah loves us. And Yah does not look on our outward appearance, and I am thankful for that. If Yah would go on my testimony of myself, then I would be damned. Do you want to be damned? You rather call yourself ugly and go the damnation route of ugliness? This realm that the condemnation now has a place, guilt and shame because I'm ugly. But are you ugly? Is that how Yah made you? When are you going to put on the eyes of Yah? When he's told you all through his word how he sees you? And we think, you know, well, yeah, saw this sin in me. Yeah, he sees that sin as ugly. He sees that transgression as ugly. And he loves you enough to bring his love, his loving word to you so that you can separate that from yourself so that you can receive his beauty. There's no new thing under the sun. I want to be like the other nations. Why? Why? When Yah has sent you a word of sanctification and set you apart. When Yah gives you blessings. Yah is continually edifying you. What about his sight? What about his vision? Does it matter? Does it have place in you? They've lied on our Elohim. And I don't know why we want to walk in these lies. That they just seem to somehow be on the shelf in the recesses of our being when they should have been purged. Let us walk in the regeneration. Let us embrace the new birth. See. Come and see the revelation of Messiah, Jesus in you, the hope of glory. You're a child of the King. Child? These words pass over our heads without us really grasping who we are in him. The reason why we have been called out, that we have come out from among them. Even though we're in this world, we're not of the world. Do we really understand that to be in something, but not to be of it? That is a different mindset. That is a different perspective. That is a consciousness that I know in myself I did not create. But by Yah's word, by believing Yah and trusting in Yah, that this became real in me. And now I can walk in this life and walk in it more abundantly because of the one who bought me and gave himself for me. I receive his love now. I want his love. This is greater than us. Even Messiah, when he walked on this earth, he knew it was greater than him. Why do you say that? Well, he said, there's none good but the Father. And here you've got the Word made flesh, giving testimony to the Father. Should we not do the same? If he is in us of a truth, if he is the first fruits, if he's our example, and walk as he walk, to be followers of Yah, follow, follow, follow. Well, I don't know, I can follow a man. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ, follow Jesus, follow Messiah. Follow? Yeah. Tell me. Do you have the direction? Do you have the answer? So we must follow. We are the created. He is the creator. And having this creator in us, and not only that, we are in him, this fellowship, this family, this tribe, this community. See, at Ephesus, there was a community of believers. At Thessalonica, there was a community of believers. At Rome, there was a community of believers. And all the epistles that Paul wrote, he always addressed us as children. And I look at that and I meditate on that and I said, this is true. Being born again, we've been born after a different seed now. Not my seed, but it was my Father's pleasure to birth me, to birth you. In this time, as a witness, when you got this movement, we're coming after your children. What is it about the children? When Messiah was a child, we're coming after the children. When Moses was a child, we're coming after the children. Do you hear the revelation in our time, in our hour? Understand the war we have been called to. Well, the chat room has gotten so quiet. There's only a few in here. I understand why. Bless Yah, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For even the more so as the days go on, without him I can do nothing. To understand the creature and the creator. To understand there was one that rose himself up in pride that uttered, I will, in his heart, I will be like the Most High. Here we are. That's simple. Yet we make it so complex. We get it to such a complex level that it causes us to transgress. That it brings us to a place of accusation. A place of envy and jealousy and hatred and variance and such like. We never think, you know, what brought us to this place? Who authored this? Who originated this? Oh, Yah has given us eyes to see and ears to hear as dear children. If of a truth we are truly born again. If we are truly walking in the regeneration, that word generation, at one point we walked according to the power, the prince of this world. And it is written, we're no longer walking after that same excessive riot. Because in verse 2 of Ephesians 5, it says, and walk in love. Walk how? How do you walk? Who is love? Remember the testimony later on? As one of the disciples that were with Yah in the flesh. Yah is love. So for followers of love, then we can walk in love. It was love that was on that tree. It was love that was bleeding. It was the love that had his hair plucked, crown of thorns upon his head. Thrust into his side, creation, creation did that to the creator. Are we going to be of the number of those when we're walking in accusation, walking in offense, walking in envies and jealousies? And all our actions are truly saying, crucify him! Crucify him! Because all these spirits want us to do with one another is kill one another. In your offense. In your accusation. In your jealousy. In your envy. Tell me. When has any accusation brought any forth, any fruit? When are we going to get to the point of discernment? When these things are speaking into our being, are you here to be fruitful or to be unfruitful? What are you desiring to plant in the field? Hear me! This is the voice of a teacher, the administration of a teacher this evening. Try, by the love of Yah, to teach and walk in love, walk in Yah, as Messiah, the Anointed One, Christ, has loved us. As he followed. He followed. Why do you know he followed? Well, it's written, I come not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. How do you get sin? When you follow. When you understand your place in the body of Yah, you will follow. And you will be sent as a follower to do his purpose, to do his pleasure, to do his will. This is greater than you. Yes, dear children. Do you love being in the family of Yah? Have you truly given all? Because all was on that tree. If it wasn't for Messiah giving it all, it wasn't on that tree giving a tithe and an offering. And they knew the heart of the Father. Away with it. Away with it. It is shit. It's just putrid. It is foul in my eyes and in my ears and in my nostrils. Oh, you think that you're giving. Walk in love. Oh, the smell of love. As Christ has also loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice. How many of us truly understand sacrifice? You will not truly understand sacrifice until you have given all. As Messiah has suffered in the flesh, arm your self likewise. For my children, my father, my mother, my niece, my uncle, my granny. Have you given all? If the unconverted is still in your heart and still in your soul and still in your spirit, have you forsaken all? You left your father's house and forgotten? Walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself, follower. Look like our Savior followed, huh? First fruits. Wonder why the feasts are here. Well, here we have a feast of first fruits. If we could really understand how living this word is. And giving himself for us, dear children, a sacrifice to Yah for what? A sweet smelling savor. What is not a good savor? What is not of good essence? What is not pleasing in the nostrils of Yah? But whoredoms? All uncleanness? Or covetousness, let it not once, let it not be once named. Oh, named. Oh, it's the name. We forget how many names we can walk in and whence Once we're in transgression and once we're in sin, when we're offended and when we have received accusation. The people of Yah clearly sees when once has been overtaken in these faults. Once you've given yourself over to envy and jealousy and strife and all this crap, that's at that time you've been named. That you've acted in the spirit. This is manifestly just open before all the eyes. Do you want that name? Do you really want that name? Whoredoms. We go whoring after accusations and envies, and you heard. We don't understand that these spirits desire to bring us into whoredoms. When we just lay ourselves down and open our legs openly, we just let the field open. We got no fence around us. When we don't walk in the commandments and statutes, we have no protection. And all those without can come in and put seed into that field, that unguarded field. Fornication, as I know it says fornication, we're going to say whoredoms. All uncleanness, all covetousness, let it, whoredoms, uncleanness, covetousness, be once named among you as you become saints. That is wrong. They're as dear children. Why should a child have this name among them? Because we remember when we were children and we acted a certain way and we had all our peers and all our chums and all our friends around us, and we did something that was so contrary, that something that was so funny and so... How we got named at that point. We were laughed at and scorned. Remember, you was a child in the flesh. Yah makes us so vivid. Yah makes us so real. And these traumas, we bring it over into this walk. And our eyes and our ears are tuned to that trauma. Our eyes and our ears and our mind and our heart still lives at those moments. Still walk in condemnation. We condemn ourselves. We still walk in the prison of the past. We wonder why our feet is not in open places. We want to, hey, the devil made me do it when it is you. That are the house. And you are a steward of that door of who you let in and who you let out. When we come to this revelation, who we are in Messiah. The reason why he was on that tree. The reason why he had to be put on that tree for us. So this would be a sweet smell and savor. We wonder why we're not blessed. Because all this stench of our actions, Yah is not receiving it. And it goes on in verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting. And they're not convenient. But it says you need to give thanks. I mean, in everything, give thanks. See, we as an agricultural people, when our hands touch that soil, when our hands plant that seed, when our hands tend to that tender plant, when our hands see that plant grow up and start yielding fruit, when Yah looks at it all, he understands things on two levels. Is it unfruitful or is it fruitful? We see a revolution upon this world that is blanking the world with unfruitfulness. How can a woman and a woman produce anything? And that's the way we got to look with when we interact with these spirits. When we're fellowshipping with joy and long-suffering and temperance, we see that these produce fruit. If we can actually see the cultivating of this within our being, it's not that hard. As you heard, the way of the transgressor is hard. But this is not our way. Yah has given us a way as dear children to follow him. He is love. And as dear children, you know, we need love. Many of us grew up without love from father. We did not have love of a natural father, natural mother. That was love taken out of the way. Now, here you are, an opportunity to receive love. And we're still living back in the times under the natural. Verse 5, For this you know. You, dear child, you know this. And no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Messiah and our Elohim. So how are you named this day? Through the eyes of Yah that are all around you, your brothers and sisters, do they see envy? Do they see jealousy working in you? Do they see joy? Do they see peace, gentleness, meekness, the real fruit? Ah, dear children, I speak to you as a child myself. I am a child of Yah, and I am thankful that I am. Because I want him to be a father, because he wants to be a father. He has birthed us. He has put his seed in us. So why not follow? Bless you all in the wonderful name of our soon coming King, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Christ. It is evident those of us that were birthed of Yah. We have a mission. We have a vision to fulfill. We have a purpose to fulfill. We have a place that we have been put in. Are you what is the word I can say? Can say comfortable. Are you able? You are able. Do you want to do his will? When your will does show up, and it will show up, is it in your mind to throw away and cast away? Do you give up? Are you going to just be content in the place Yah has you now? Destinies, you know. When we look at destiny, we've got to look to our Messiah. Everything in Messiah gives us the revelation of where we are going. That is where our trust, that is our anchor to our soul. That is our higher place that we walk. When we start understanding who we are in him, when we start understanding our true creation and just give up, peradventure, we might walk in newness of life even the more so day by day. Oh, bless you all again in the wonderful name of our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. It is closer and it is evident he is coming, and it's closer even a day more that the King is coming. I labor because he first labored. I love because he put the love in me. I would not know love unless he loved first. Yah is love. Therefore, I follow him, my Father, as a dear child. Bless you all.